Welcome to the podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta, where we are committed to changing lives with faith, hope, and love. We're so glad you are here.
A second scripture lesson from the Gospel of John, John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. Again, I invite you to listen for the word of the Lord. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Last Friday, Reverend Brandon Owen of First Baptist Church right across the street and his wife Leslie Ann invited us out for dinner to Two Birds on the Square. That sounds like the beginning of an old tired joke. A Presbyterian minister, a Baptist minister, and their wives go into a bar. Well, we had dinner at Two Birds on the Square, and last Friday, every staff member had on matching t-shirts. It was one employee's last night working at Two Birds before she moved to Greece, and every staff member wanted to celebrate her, so they had on a t-shirt with her face right on it. They all had on these matching t-shirts, and customers could help her raise money for this big move by putting money, a little cash, into the jar. I was excited to do that. Reverend Brandon Owen was as well, and it got me thinking about what a special workplace Jeff and Rachel Bird have created in that restaurant that they own, where the customers love the staff loves the customers, and this one staff member was so sad to leave. The staff member, Alex, has been working at Two Birds since the restaurant opened 7 years ago. And the restaurant industry, that might as well be a lifetime. So while I'm sure she stayed that long in her job because of the pay or because the hours worked for her stage of life, I got to thinking about the matching t-shirts and the number of people wanting to wish her well, and suddenly I could see why she stayed in that job for so long. She didn't have a typical job, and she didn't work for typical bosses. I know a father who once told his son that people stay in jobs for one of three reasons: because the money is good, or because they love the people they work with, or they feel good about what they're doing. I think he's right about that. People will stay in a job for the money, even if they don't like the people they work with and don't really enjoy the work that they're doing. They'll also stay in a job because they love the people they work with, even if the money isn't so good and they don't especially love the work. They will also stay on if the work matters. I think of teachers and school counselors and social workers. The money is okay, but no teacher does it for the money. Teachers teach because the work matters. Police officers put their lives on the line because they have the chance to make a difference. Now imagine how many teachers would teach and how many police officers would sign on if they both got paid what they deserve. Have you seen those police cars out everywhere advertising how the Marietta Police Department is hiring right now? This father also said, "Son, if you ever find a job with two of those things, you won't ever leave it." Now, I feel especially blessed to have all three. I'm very thankful that y'all pay me, that I love the people I work with, and I feel so good about what I get to do for a living. I feel especially blessed to have all three of those components in my one job. I'm grateful for that, but I wonder about everybody else in our world, some of whom are just working for a living. Have you ever had a job where you're just working for the money? This morning, our second scripture lesson from the Gospel of John is all about the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd is not like the hired hand or any typical shepherd. He is different. But before we can really appreciate him for who he is, I hope you'll think with me about just an average shepherd, a typical shepherd. A typical shepherd is something like a typical boss, maybe. A typical shepherd isn't bad or evil, he's just a shepherd. I knew a man back in Tennessee who raised cattle for a living, and he always got frustrated in Sunday school classes and Bible studies because people would talk about shepherds without really knowing what shepherds are all about. They'd be reading Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul." Isn't that nice? That's all good and right and true. But if the shepherd in the psalm is anything like this man that I knew who raised cattle, some of that sheep from the fold would be dinner soon enough. That's what shepherds do. Shepherds raise sheep and turn those sheep into sweaters at best and lamb chops at worst. That's the deal with a normal shepherd, and that's kind of the deal with a typical boss. How does a typical boss act? Will a typical boss take care of his sheep? Sure. Will he put an arm around a sheep who's mourning? Will he pick burrs out of their wool and make sure that everybody's fed and watered? Sure, most shepherds are going to do some of that the same way that most employers are going to take decent care of their staff. But how does a shepherd make a living? Why does the shepherd have sheep at all? And so he can shear them or milk them or eat them. And that's the reality that so many of us know, whether it's our boss or our boyfriend. Many people want something from us. Will they take care of us? Will they protect us? Will they help us out? Sure they will, but they also have got to get paid. They'll scratch our back, but if only so long as we scratch theirs. Our boss will pay us in exchange for our labor. Our politicians will learn our names and listen to our concerns, but they also want our votes. Even pastors can be this transactional. How many pastors have I known who were wonderful and kind and supportive, but as soon as I joined the church or finally turned in that pledge card, I was no longer the center of attention? Because that pastor got what he wanted from me, and he had other sheep to go and find. Now, I haven't ever wanted to be that kind of a shepherd. I wanted to be more like the Good Shepherd, who, as the Reverend Cassie Waitch just said, knows my name. My friends, the world is full of transactional relationships. We work for a paycheck. We exchange money for haircuts and checkups. We make money so that we can get paid. We spend money so that we can buy goods and services. This is the way it is often enough. However, I want you to know this morning that I don't believe that this is the only way it is. For while our world is full of shepherds who treat us fine but want something from us in exchange, the Good Shepherd knows our names, and it's not because he wants something from us. As a matter of fact, while the typical shepherd will shear or milk or kill the sheep to make a living, the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He died to save us. And what did he ask in return? He asked us to go and love the way he loves us. John 15, 9 and 12 says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And that happens often enough. I see it often enough. Back to two birds. Sitting in two birds, thinking about those t-shirts and everyone celebrating their co-worker who was leaving and wishing her well, Reverend Brandon Owen told us about this experience he had at the Braves game. He was right in the middle of a financial transaction at Truist Park. He was paying too much for a hot dog. And he received a message from his mother telling him that his Aunt Sonia had died. As he told us this, he told me that I remind him of his Aunt Sonia. And Sarah said, Joe sometimes reminds me of a 75-year-old woman too. I'm not sure exactly what she meant by that. But we all thought it was funny. We laughed, and then Brandon went on with his story. As the news of his Aunt Sonia's death sunk in, he's standing in line and tears are filling his eyes. So when he gave his credit card to the woman at the concession stand, she saw the tears and she asked him what happened. My friend Brandon Owen of First Baptist Church, he just opened up to that stranger in the concession stand line. He told her just that he just got news that his aunt had died. And what did she do? But reached over the barrier, reached right over the cashier thing and hugged his neck. Cash register, that's what I was looking for. That story touched my heart, and he already told it in a sermon, so he told me that I could tell it to y'all this morning. And I tell it to you because while the way of our world may often seem to be nothing other than quid pro quo, the way of Jesus is also at work in our lives. People are following the way of Jesus in this dog-eat-dog world of ours too, and I don't want you to ever forget it. Think with me this morning about those times someone went the extra mile or showed you kindness without expecting anything in return. Has it ever happened that the person in front of you at the drive-thru window paid for your meal? Or has it ever happened that the good people in your office rallied together to support you through a hard time? Last Friday, I was preaching the funeral for Fannette Adams, and right during the welcome, tears came to my eyes. They came to my eyes because it was a Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and yet our whole sanctuary was full. A whole congregation showed up to be there for Fannette's family. There were daughter Emily's co-workers. There were elders who served beside Bibi on the session. There were church staff members. There were Fannette's high school classmates. There were neighbors and friends. They all stood as the family walked into the sanctuary. And as I stood in the pulpit looking out on the congregation, I was moved to tears because there he was. There he was in his church where the followers of the Good Shepherd were loving each other just as he has loved them. His love for us is not too good to be true. And his commandment is that we accept his love. Let it fill us up and show this world that we live in where far too many people struggle to see the light because of all the darkness, that the light has not gone out, for our risen Lord is with us still. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This podcast is a ministry of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta. Come join us Sundays at 189 Church Street, Marietta, Georgia, or visit us online at fpcmarietta.org.